Kevin Phillips is with us here on the Paula Gordon Show. Conversations with people at the leading edge. Bill Russell, I, Paula, Mr. Phillips. You're talking about you don't want to know how sausage and legislation are made. When you talk about the 80s and 90s, everybody's culpable here. You've got the Republicans and the Democrats who are part of this bigger game. This is the whole system playing speculative fiction, if you will.
I think that's right, and I think it's very unfortunate. The Republicans were in power during the 80s when you had the first wave of financial bailouts, and the Democrats took over in January 1993 with Bill Clinton, and they were involved in three or four bailouts. They were involved in the Mexican peso bailout, Y2K, the Asian currency crisis, and long-term capital management, and of course the whole tech bubble was essentially occurring during that period, and the bubble popped before Clinton left office. But they were really into the financial sector. The Democrats, in periods where they're concentrating in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, are very amenable to finance, and we've seen that with the funding of the Democrats in this election. But
that didn't used to be the Democratic Party.
Yes, it did, actually, under Grover Cleveland in the 1880s and 1890s, sort of the same process. And in a small way, during the 1920s, when several of the Democratic presidential candidates were conservatives, and they wound up being very opposed to Franklin Roosevelt in 1936. So finance gets its tentacles around Democrats, too. But Bill Clinton and a number of the financial Democrats were very much involved in deregulation. And they took away something called Glass-Steagall, which kept the investment and commercial bankers from basically just getting together and doing their 1920s thing again. And they were also involved in deregulating the credit card industry, which allowed them to do some of what they wanted. And then the Republicans came back with George W. Bush, and it was more of the same. And essentially, since 1988, we've had 20 years of it, and 12 years Republican, 8 years of it Democratic, and I think they both deserve a lot of fingers pointed at them.
Well, and there will be tremendous consequences. It isn't just shaking the finger, it's lots of digitizing. Excuse me.
Which finger?
Yeah,
which Paula raised the concern of, you know, all this going on and, you know, the tendency towards magical thinking. You address in very substantive ways, again, things that I hadn't seen as clearly, and that is the one way to generate this magical thinking is to cook the books.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start fiddling with, for example, the Consumer Price Index, and in fact, I did some homework. I checked with my Canadian friends. I cannot find a Toronto band named M3.
I just thought that would be a good way to round up pattern.
But I mean, everything else aside, in terms of cooking the books, in terms of misrepresentation, and oh, by the way, the media has been AWOL in all this, which is part of what makes cooking the books easier. But the complicity and apparently active participation of the government in effectively redefining the Consumer Price Index and essentially dismissing this concept of M3, not a rock band,
seems to me to be
extraordinarily dangerous and a major contributor to this. M3 is a broad measure of money, monies available.
Right,
but you're much better qualified.
It's the broad measure of money that starts to pick up debt being created at the bank level or the financial institution level that's not a bank, and that's where it gets interesting.
It should be telling us something.
But they don't hear what it's telling us.
Well, and you give credit to something called ShadowStats.com.
ShadowStats. And he has followed a fellow named... I can't for the life of me.
Well, we'll think of it later.
Yeah. A fellow named John Williams, who runs this outfit in California called Shadow Stats. And what he's basically done is to look at the CPI, the unemployment numbers.
That's Consumer Price Index.
And the gross domestic product, and taking them back to the 1960s and 70s. Now, there have been a lot of changes. And all the administrations have done bits and pieces of it. And he calls it Pollyanna creep, which I think is a wonderful term because it's not concentrated in any one place that makes it massive deception. is just relentlessly making things look better, getting rid of the inconvenient stuff, the stuff that might embarrass you. If you want it to make people feel good, it's sort of like one of these feel good, you know, fulfill yourself books, and this is self-fulfillment through deception. And the problem is that, you know, we've had so much of that. Now we are probably looking at statistics that are about 2% inflated on the GDP. In other words, we may actually have a negative GDP growth when the GDP goes down to 2% positive. We probably have 6 to 9% inflation, even though core inflation is supposedly 2.5% and the headline is about 5%. And one of the fellows that's very much into the phoniness of the unemployment numbers is a fellow named Austin Goolsbee, who is Barack Obama's economic advisor, and he basically says that the Bush administration cooked the unemployment numbers to minimize the genuine unemployment coming out of 2001 and 2002. When you pull all these things together, what you have is an enormous body of people that have a lot of things to say, most of which certainly have some merit and suggest that our economic statistics are misleading Americans. And they're starting not to mislead people overseas who are selling the dollar because they can't believe American statistics.
Well, and the CPI, I mean, this could be something that that people would think that economists talk about and academics talk about, but it doesn't affect the rest of us. But the CPI serves as an index for lots of things, specifically pension payments and specifically Social Security. And apparently one of the drivers in this manipulation was an attempt to get Social Security under control surreptitiously.
We're going to come back with a whole lot of the emperor's new clothes as we move away from the Pollyanna-ism of the current moment to look seriously at where we are and where we are headed with Kevin Phillips. Please be with us when we return in a moment.